Coach, I'll have you start with an opening statement about today's game.
Really proud of our guys. You know, flew out here, a place you've never been before, and, you know, coming off of, you know, a tough loss at Wisconsin. Guys really wanted to bounce back and just play our brand of football, and it was far from perfect, but, you know, we really tied in the turnover takeaway ratio the first 2 weeks, and we won it today, and that's a really big deal. We don't ever want to give it away, and we did once, but we took it away twice, and just, you know, huge momentum plays in the game, obviously. And so we were able to run the ball on the ground pretty effectively, and then we're able to complement that with the passing game, and you know, we're able to put some points on the board and got ahead of them early, and, you know, really didn't let them come back. You know, defensively, again, taking the ball away would be the two biggest plays. But, you know, UMass, I mean, they absolutely fought and played to the very end. And I know he's got a young group. It's going to be a group that's going to be a good one.
Coach, I know you guys have utilized both Ben Bryant and Preston in the past. Ben got a lot of the reps today. Is that just a matchup thing, or is that a sign of anything to come?
Well, we'll have to go back and watch the film. I mean, I thought Ben did a pretty good job today. But we feel as though we have two, you know, really good quarterbacks. And I just really believe, and it's more than believe, I've done this for 31 years, you know, you need to have two guys, you know, that can do it. And so, you know, we've been playing both of those guys. And if one were to separate himself, then, you know, that's the direction that we'll be going. But we just know guys are both getting really good, meaningful reps. And it's gonna prove to be beneficial, you know, as the season goes.
Kind of on the same topic, both Juwan Hamilton, Darius Bone. You know, Juwan had a really good game today. Not a lot of the carries, but a lot of the yards. And, you know, freshman and a senior there. What is it like to have that type of versatility in the locker room at the running back position?
Yeah, you know, those two get a lot of the, you know, attention, but it's deeper than that now. I mean, you know, Sampson, Evans, and Bryson Moss has played as well. And then DJ Smith played a lot for us last year and is more than capable. So, but those two guys are the front runners right now, and they're playing, you know, really well. They're both a little bit different, so it's a nice change of pace to maybe go a little bit more with the power, thicker power with Darius. And then, you know, Juwan's got the ability to put his foot in the ground and really burst.
Last question for me, Jarrett Paul, kind of that late hit on the sideline at the end there in that fight, little skirmish after that. What are your thoughts on that situation?
Well, I mean, I obviously was on the other side. I couldn't see it. I mean, we don't ever want to have an unsportsmanlike personal foul. When guys are playing hard, You know, there's times where there's late hits. I didn't see it. We absolutely, I promise you, don't ever want to do anything outside the rules. He was playing hard. I don't know how late it was. You know, I don't know. I didn't see it. Obviously, though, it was a penalty. You know, anytime when you're on the bench right there, things can get out of hand. So, honestly, I'm going to have to watch the film to figure all that out. But, you know, we don't ever want to do anything cheap.
That's all I got. Thanks.